What defines a professional entrepreneur is not just in the act of buying and selling or providing services. What best describes a professional entrepreneur is his or her ability to identify a problem in the society and monetize the solution. This makes professional entrepreneurship an encompassing and full lifestyle. It involves not just augmenting sales and revenue but ultimately impacting the society. It is in creating jobs. This makes entrepreneurship runs further from the satisfaction of your immediate kinsmen but the society at large. A lot of people have described entrepreneurship as born with and not trained with. In contrast, truth is, entrepreneurship is more learned than birthed. It has a lot to do with planning, working and staying informed with trends and innovations. Professionalism in the entrepreneurship game is in continual learning and not dropping the knowledge ball. This keeps every entrepreneur on his toes for the next opportunity to create gold from the muds. Also, with the advent of technology and a growing digital economy, the operations of startups are on the rise, as technological solutions are solving problems that have lasted for so long in the society. What else can best define entrepreneurship? Sign in South Africa photo. Alan Robb from Pixabay. So much need in South Africa. Brooklyn is an epicenter of innovation. People are on the hype of flowing ideas each day. And luckily, there is just enough wheel and programs to ride the ideas on, with several courses on innovations and entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs are taught to see innovation outside a vacuum. Thus, bubbling individuals associate closely making ideas a reality each day, creating jobs transcending to a societal impact. Hence, Brooklyn stays an ideal home for new and growing startups companies. In contrast, is South Africa. South Africa stands as an excellent place for an extraordinary tour. It is a place daily flocked by tourists because of its terrific architecture and magnificent atmosphere. Recently, South Africa introduced South Africa eVisa, making it much easier to tour the country. However, South Africa has become a key destination for an overwhelming number of new startup companies. Most startups in South Africa are owned by young adults between ages 16 and 34. In a survey done by Seed Academy, 42% of these entrepreneurs started their businesses because of unemployment and an array of opportunities in the area. In the same survey, 98% of these businesses were for profit, of which 37% of them with no employees and 51% have only about 1 in 4 people as employees, which are mostly friends or relatives. These survey results demonstrate that many of these new businesses lack innovation or concrete long-term goal, which means it's considered more a livelihood job than a typical business. Other major challenges in the country's entrepreneurial system are lack of funding, inability to get clients or customers, lack of guidance, etc., thus eliminating professionalism in the game. The description of entrepreneurship in this country has been poorly defined, eliminating innovations and stifling creativity out of young individuals. As times roll by, technology stands as the new and standing game. Hence, professionalism is in calculating digital skills into the business. This makes South Africa the next stop for entrepreneurs and professionals looking to spread their tentacles to fertile grounds. In any system, a proper analysis of its needs while introducing transformative solutions to those areas is what makes any business intelligent. South Africa has proven to be a place for sightseeing and pleasures but struggles in making money and providing jobs to a lot of people. In a survey for young adults and professionals, most of them were willing to leave SA for other countries to explore. Thus, as a professional entrepreneur, who sees every opportunity in a vacuum, SA is an ideal place to establish any business which would excellently thrive. South Africa photo. NR Thel from Pixabay. South Africa does not just glamour about the need for entrepreneurs but also for those that would cause a positive societal impact. At the increasing rate at which South Africa records startups, only about 15% can phase out to provide sustainable jobs, making entrepreneurship fail at what it should best solve, which is not just alarming but shows an obvious need for a drastic change according to a report. The problem is not ideas, it is skilled. The ability to connect ideas to skills to make vital goals accomplished is the problem. This means the ability for anyone to identify this, harnessing available resources causing a connection between ideas and skills, Knowledge and values stands a big plus for SAW, which would ultimately transform the entrepreneurial ecosystem, proving SAW as not just an available place but one that would thrive rapidly. The South Africa e-visa. As an entrepreneur, are you seeking to visit South Africa for further examination after reading this article? South Africa has made entry into the country not a hassle for anyone. South Africans largely express their big heart in the availability of this e-visa. It is open for anyone and its requirements is not a hard nut to break. The South Africa e-visa is an electronic visa for individuals, especially for short trips. Though e-visa is yet to be fully implemented, it is an excellent method for traveling into the country for tourist reasons and to have a physical touch of what the market and business ecosystem looks like. The requirements are as follows. A biometric passport from an eligible country that is valid for at least 1 month after the intended arrival date and contains at least 2 blank pages. A valid debit or credit card for the e-visa fee. A valid and current email address for any updates and notifications and also to receive the approved e-visa. It is also important that applicants use the same passports as their traveling passport, else they have to apply for a new e-visa. See? Easy, right? Conclusion. An important incentive for any society with entrepreneurs is the ability to reconcile ideas with knowledge and skills. This means that entrepreneurs are not in the business to not just answer questions on how much profits or resources needed, but much more create jobs and expand the business ecosystem in that society. It is important to establish entrepreneurship as an innovative system and one that requires the huge need to appreciate knowledge, skills, associations, technology and many others. SAW is a fertile ground for any professional entrepreneur who is looking to expand his horizons. Such business will not just make many sales but aggregate renowned individuals, thus expanding the ecosystem at large. The South Africa e-visa has made this desire much easy. Entrepreneurs can now make SAW their next stop and probably the best stop.